The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Hezbollah's leader offers a ceasefire. Iran's leader offers a ceasefire. You know what that means? You can pretty much forget about a ceasefire. More after this. Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah has now offered to stop the rocket attacks on northern Israel if Israel will stop its bombing of the southern suburbs of Beirut. He then went on to say that if Israel goes so far as to bomb Beirut proper, Hezbollah will strike Tel Aviv, the capital of your usurping entity, as he called it. Nasrallah's comments were echoed by the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Speaking in Malaysia, he too called for an immediate ceasefire. But as for the ultimate solution to the Middle East crisis, he says that solution is, and let me read this directly from the news dispatch. Quote, the main solution is for the elimination of the Zionist regime. So he's telling Israel, we demand a ceasefire, even as we continue plotting your ultimate destruction. And to think people find him such a disagreeable man, to think so many nations are unwilling to trust him with fissionable nuclear material. For its part, Israel didn't appear to find these ceasefire offers at all enticing and announced that it has now secured a 5-mile buffer zone in Lebanon free of Hezbollah fighters. A senior defense source also let it be known that if Hezbollah fires rockets at Tel Aviv, as threatened, Israel would destroy Lebanon's infrastructure. Instant third world country. And what of the innocent people in the middle? Who speaks up for them? Well, no one. The innocent people of the world have to speak up for themselves sometimes. It's like the neighbors who sit back and do nothing as the street gang moves into town. It's like the innocent people of Berlin who watch the Nazis take over. It seems unfair that people who are simply minding their own business end up in the crossfire. But sometimes you can't just mind your own business. Whether it's fair or not, we live in a world where innocent people, and that includes us, can end up being held accountable not for anything they have done themselves, but for what they have allowed others to do. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 4th, 2006.